Hi. Like everyone, I'd like to thank Wipo for inviting us here and giving us the time and for you still appearing. If this was an academic conference, I think I'd call my remarks Global Repertoire Database, Some Questions Concerning the Documentation and Administration of Copyright in the open brackets, online, close brackets, world on a pan-European slash global basis. So obviously I'm going to talk about the Global Repertoire Database in a little bit more detail. But essentially what we have to look at is the past problems, the present difficulties, and a possible future. The first panelist noted that you know there is CSNET, and one could add to this that there is IRSC and other databases, but they're mostly limited. For licensing to proceed in a smoother and more transparent form, what one needs is access to the documentation by the user and easily. And past databases have been owned. I mean, there are some databases that are commercially owned, and people offer to track rights for rights holders and their usage and so forth. But they're always limited, and they've always failed. I mean, the saga of the Common Information System. We're talking about something that's runs for 8 years, and it's still not terribly satisfactory. I've written about this in some detail elsewhere. And if you want to catch up on all that thing, if you go to my website, which is www.theviewfromtheboundary.com, and search for Christensand, there's some various free documents that detail that. Or alternatively, if anyone after this event sees me, I've got some of the documents on a USB. Right, so the latest, and one should stress it is the latest, and, you know, call has been the Common Framework for Online Rights Management's Global Repertoire Database Request for Proposals, which was made by the EU, and they established a working party, and they identified in rather more precise detail than had been previously identified what the database should do. And I just go through it quite quickly. All known copyright musical works, including arrangements of public domain works, the writers of each musical work, the owners of the rights shares attributed to each party for such copyright musical work on a territory-by-territory basis, the entity on behalf of those owners that is authorised to grant licences on a territory-by-territory basis, whether on an exclusive or non-exclusive basis, and whether an offline or online exploitation by right share, right type, e.g. public performance, reproduction, etc., by use type, e.g. online or offline by territory, all known sound recordings and music video data, including the name of the main artist, the links between each musical work and all sound recordings on music videos on which it appears. These criteria are detailed much more precisely, of course, in the request for proposals, which is available on the Commission's website. Right. Well, when the working party got going and started to see that there was some value in this, and the Commission saw that there was some value in it, we then, of course, reached the point of how to create it. And the request for proposals makes one thing very clear, that the EU is not in a position to provide funding for the development and the ongoing management of the Global Repertoire Database. It adds further, upon completion of the evaluation process of the GRD, the working group will be recommending one or more solution providers for the delivery of the GRD and will publish a proposal to address its future governance, financing, ownership and access to data. It's at this point the solution is offered, which, as Jane has made amply clear, WIPO seems to be quite interested in, that WIPO might be the solution here. Well, WIPO is global and international. The Commission, I mean, although it has embassies all over the world, is essentially European. WIPO is neutral. WIPO is transparent, as has been demonstrated by its administration of the patent things that are registered through it. WIPO has a disputes procedure in place which works quite well. There inevitably will be disputes between rights holders and users and so forth. Now, there are problems about WIPO doing this, which are to do with timing. I mean, to some extent, my understanding is that the EU will sign off on the working group saying, well done, thank you very much, and then WIPO has to somehow enter, and how that entrance takes place will be quite interesting. There are going to be enormous problems about costs. When one is writing about, as I do oftenly, write about these issues, there's a wonderful little sentence that you add in and say, there will be some technical problems. You know, then, but you know, you don't go into them and that sort of thing. Well, there will be. I mean, the saga of CIS is a saga of technical problem after technical problem, and also of marked reluctance, for very understandable political reasons, by various societies to not do so for thing. So that is a very significant problem. And then there's also the problem of WIPO's stakeholders. I mean, if it's slightly easier to get the Commission together to move forward, although not to get it to fund something, because obviously this must be a global, not merely European database, I envisage there will be some problems in getting WIPO's members to actively commit quite a lot of money to something. And also, people, one has to understand, have very different notions of copyright around the world, and those notions will always remain in place. And there are different and complex licensing concerns around the world, which sort of have to be solved. At the same time, leaving aside the need for someone to set up the governance administration and the registration process for such a global repertoire database, I would also think that this, to put it quite bluntly, will represent an opportunity for WIPO. I mean, WIPO receives a significant amount of its revenues from its administration of the patent database and registration process. This would do that. Finally, I mean, to put it very bluntly, who else could do it? We've seen various well-intentioned societies attempt to do it and not really fail, primarily because their interests are limited in every instance. We've seen commercial organisations do it relatively successful, but only for very specific and narrow niche areas of activity. So my request following Jane is please WIPO come in the door. Thank you very much.